We have very full texts today. As the first reading was being read out, you see, and it says here, I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you. And it just struck me. That's become a technical word. Actually, it should, might be, if you want, translated the good news. Evangelion means good news. It's gotten to be so technical that it's the good news that I preach to you. Basa in Hebrew. Evangelion. It's not just the gospel that gets to be like a technical little block of reality. No, it's the good news. There's no news like it. I mean, there's a meaning to your life. You're not going to die and disappear. You're going to be with God forever. Because God himself has come among us to take all our sufferings on himself and all our sin and transform it by the act of love on the cross and great suffering and rise from the dead and pour out the life he's got. That's the good news. It just struck me, you know, it's gotten to be a technical term. I preach the gospel. Yeah, what'd you do? I told you the good news. There is no news in the world as good as this. And then he goes on, you see. Well, what is it? That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. That he was buried. That he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Why is that so important? Because that's been God's plan ever since he announced it over a millennium ago. And entrusted it to us Jews. And announced it and corrected us and healed us and brought us back from exile for one reason. That we could bear the good news. Now the book of Acts, which we're reading, shows then the crisis. It's not just good news for us. It's for the whole world. And so that was the crisis now, because you know we're among the Jews, you see. So what is the good news? He died for our sins, that he was buried, that he raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Oh yes, in accordance with St. Matthew. No. The scriptures at this point is the Old Testament. God already told us he was going to do this, you see. And so it just struck me when the reader said, the gospel, I thought. The gospel, the gospel, the gospel. Let's say the good news once in a while and keep it fresh in our minds, what we're talking about. I mean, pick up the newspaper today and see if the headline is, Christ is risen from the dead. That's the news. Everything else, you know, Iraq is exploding and Obama's doing something else stupid, and that's news. But the good news is that God loves us enough to come himself and take away our sins so that we could be with him forever. That's the news. And now I don't have a lot of time for the gospel, but I'll do a little bit. Did you notice how many times talking about seeing, you know, I'm the way of the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you'll also know my Father. Really? Well, then I better try to figure out if I know you. And then Philip, Master, show us the Father, which is exactly what Moses said. You know, let me see you. Jesus says, have I been with you so long and you don't know me? Philip, how can you say that? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Now what can that mean? What can that mean? That the greatest joy of our Lord Jesus Christ is to show us the Father. The greatest joy. He's telling us in the gospel today, come aside. Change your daily plans today. Give me an extra half hour. Pick up the scriptures and talk to me. I want to show you the Father. It's life-changing. Life-changing. I want to show you the Father. You see? Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? Well, I mean, you say it, so I'm not going to deny it, but I mean, I don't know anything about this. But you're supposed to. Come to me. I'll show you. The words that I speak to you, I don't speak on my own. Now the Father who dwells in me expects him to say, he's speaking the words, but he doesn't. Huh? He says, the Father who dwells in me is doing the works. All the miracles of Jesus are done by the Father in him. That's why they reveal the Father. To this day, the healing ministry is a revelation of the Father. He is the principium deitatis. He is the source of the deity, even though they're all equal. And he loves us incredibly. You see? The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. Or if you can't get it, believe the works. Believe because of the works. What works? Oh my gosh, what works? I mean, the lives of the saints, the works going on all around us, the church starting to come alive in the face of this opposition, the works. You see? And then he says, then I got to quit, but this next line is, the people who believe in me, they will do the works that I do, and they'll do greater works. Really? I mean, I never raised the dead, did you? What does he mean? Well, the works are done by the Father in him, and they reveal the Father. And they reveal, but now these works reveal what? They reveal the presence of the Father and the Son to each other in the Holy Spirit. That's a greater work. It doesn't mean Jesus moved one mountain, I'm going to move five. It means that the work that he does in and through me by the Holy Spirit is a greater work of revelation because now it's complete and he's there with the Father, even with his body. In a couple of days, we're going to celebrate the Ascension. What does that mean, Ascension? It means the divinization of the very flesh of Christ. Our flesh has become divinized. That's what it means. And so, he can go through doors, he can be present on the altar, he can... the divinization of our flesh. That's the greater work. Because it reveals something great. You see? Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do. Why don't you tell him that? Jesus, you said it. I'm asking for, and little by little, we'll either get it or understand why not. Or have a great Jesus. I asked you, it's in your hands. Whatever you want is fine. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. So why don't we ask him?